You're listening to Sky Women's Health Podcast, your evidence-based resource for women's health and wellness, exploring the holistic principles of osteopathy, integrating mind, body, and spirit, designed to empower you as your own healthcare advocate and help you live your best life. I'm your host, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Carolyn Moyers. Welcome, Sky community. Welcome back to another episode of Sky Women's Health. I have with me today Dr. Claire Bertuccio. Please introduce yourself, Claire.
Hello, and thank you to everyone out there. I'm honored to be a part of your community. I'm Dr. Claire Bertuccio. I am the CEO of Medicine Mama.
Yes, and Medicine Mama has some fabulous products. I tell you, I love this company for so many reasons, Claire, but I recommend your products on a regular basis. The Vulvar Balm is amazing, and I'm so excited for us to talk about it. I think the simplicity of the company and the focus on vulvar care is so unique and really needed.
Yeah, so I am actually a radiation oncologist by background and training. So for over 20 years, I treated cancer with radiation. And I actually used this product in my clinic. So the balm in particular is organic certified, all natural. And so on radiated skin, when you have some maybe breakdown, peeling, reaction, I found it to be amazingly soothing. And as I transitioned out of being a full-time radiation oncologist into full-time CEO, which was an absolutely new hat for me. I'm still finding my way, but I love it because I look at it as when I left full-time cancer practice, moving into a wellness arena, but still being able to help women and make an impact has really been so fulfilling and so exciting for me. So I'm loving what I'm doing now, and I loved what I did then. So I feel really lucky.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I love that you've had clinical experience with this product as well as a physician. That says a lot to the value, and I can hear the excitement in your voice. So let's talk about why vulvar care.
Because we don't do it. And as a woman, as a physician, as a mother, I recognize that the vulva is some of our most beautiful, delicate skin. And it occurred to me over the years that we do this. I don't know how many products I have on my counter. You have, everyone listening has. You've got morning, you've got during the day, you've got evening products for your face. And yet we ignore this amazingly beautiful skin. The vulva. We don't do anything. You use the bar of soap that's in the shower. You would never do that to your face. And right. Yet we've done it forever to our vulva.
Intimate skin. And
Yeah. And it results in discomfort, irritation. So we focus on a line of products that is specifically designed to care for, support, moisturize this beautiful, delicate skin of the vulva. The other thing that really motivated me was when I saw it as an ignored organ, just from a standpoint of let's take care of our bodies.
Right.
But much deeper than that, by ignoring this amazing area of our bodies. I mean, I like to say the world is birthed over the vulva, right? And so we don't talk about it. We don't name it. There's all these things that people call the vulva, but they can't just come out and say my vulva and talk about it. So one of the things for me was the disempowerment of women that came with not being able to talk about all of our bodies from about your belly button down to your mid thigh. We all have seen the lists and lists of names that it can be called, but we never shout out vulva or vagina. And we should, we talk about our noses, our arms, our fingers. We are disempowered. It takes away part of us by not being able to talk about and name properly this part of our body. So a big goal for me was to really not only share with all women a product that I think is unbelievably amazing, and I'm so excited to be part of it, but also to re-empower by reopening that discussion. And I wanted to create, this is ambitious, but why not? I really would love to own and create the category vulva. So mm-hmm. we have all these other categories of body care and we don't talk about the vulva. So I really, my goal is to create that category for educational purposes. So I want to teach women about their health through this category. So let's talk about our bodies. Let's name our bodies and let's take care of our bodies. And mm-hmm. so that's one of the big goals of my company, letting people know about this amazing product and how you should take care of this part of your body, starting when you're younger, all the way through when you're older, is a big part of our mission as well. Creating dialogue between women and intergenerationally. So my mother never talked about me about the vulva. I mean, yeah. you know, I don't even know if she could say the word, let alone
right, out loud, right?
Yes.
And so usually when we're talking about the vulva, don't you find that most of the time people say vagina? And they actually, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's part of the educational piece. And so mm-hmm. in your line of work, you understand these are two distinct areas. They have different pHs. They have different mm-hmm. innate flora. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about how to care individually for these beautiful parts of our body and the fact that the vagina should be cared for in a completely different way than the vulva. And that what we do to the vulva can actually create infection and discomfort in the vagina. So mm-hmm. it is part of my mission is to educate and open this dialogue. I want moms talking to their daughters. I want mm-hmm. daughters talking to their moms. I want granddaughters talking to their sitting around a table. I'm in a book club and I brought a bag of my goodies for everyone at my book club one meeting. And there was a lot of teetering and sort of nervousness. But once they opened the bags and actually were looking at me like, okay, so what do I do with yeah. this?
Yeah.
It was amazing. 10 women, a bit older than I, but starting that discussion even on that level mm-hmm. and recognizing that it's a discussion they'd never had. And some yeah. of these women were well into their 70s and had never had these discussions. So that's yeah. a huge pillar of what I'm trying to accomplish with the company.
So let's talk about that. Across the lifespan, these products are really valid. So I was telling you before we started recording that I just taught a puberty class on Friday and brought a bottle of the product to show moms because whenever discharge increases, it's more acidic. So their daughters may have vulvar irritation, whereas you can use a Boudreaux butt paste, but no girl wants to be caught with Boudreaux butt paste or in their right. period pack.
Right.
And so this is something that's specifically for the vulva. You have not only the balm in the little jar, but you've got the lipstick on a go for your lady lips, which I love. And so it's valid then, but also in the postpartum period right. after having a baby, when you right. may have more dryness and irritation because it mimics menopause when that estrogen levels are low after delivery.
Absolutely.
And then of course, in perimenopause and menopause, when we start right. developing more dryness, we have that less right. estrogen on board. The moisturizer is wonderful. And anywhere in between, right? With lichen sclerosis, we want to moisturize yes. the skin. Yes. There's so much utility to this product. I just love that we have more intimate skin therapy.
Yeah, thank you. Clearly one of our goals. And we went through after about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, when I became more fully immersed in running the company and what my mission for the company was. As I say, it was just a whole new hat to be running a company versus running a medical clinic. So once I kind of got my arms around that, then I really began to ask myself, what is my mission? What is my goal? Why am I doing this? What can I bring to the table? One of the things that my team and I immediately began working on was a repackaging, reimaging, new messaging. While the product is exactly the same because it's an amazing organic certified balm, Leaping Bunny, and really that's important to me. The product is the same, but what I found was I didn't think it was appealing or reaching across that spectrum that you were just talking about.
Right.
So we really wanted to create some hip dialogue and imagery that would draw in younger women and start them talking about their vulvas, start them taking care of their vulvas, as even things like birth control pills mm-hmm. can dry out that beautiful skin. Yeah. Well, most young women, as they start in their sexual journey, they are not told these things. And so it's uncomfortable. They're not getting it. What's going on? And so the goal was really to bring people in across the spectrum, to create imaging and packaging that was appealing to all ages, where you would feel good as a younger woman or an older woman having our products on your counter in the bathroom. So
yeah, I think the packaging
is beautiful. It's yeah. simple. It speaks to all ages. Mm-hmm. And as does the messaging. We try to speak to all generations, because all women have different cycles to their vulvar health. Mm-hmm. And we want them to understand that it shouldn't be a surprise. The other thing that I'm really big on is there is none of this is abnormal. Menopause is not abnormal. In fact, nothing could be more normal once you reach a certain age. So to hide it in the closet and to not talk about this, for women,
it creates shame around it.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about your product specifically. We've mentioned that it's organic. We've mentioned the vulvar balm, but you have like four key products. Right. Can we go through right. those?
Sure. Thank you. We have a beautiful wash, which is designed to be gentle enough for this beautiful skin. You can use it anywhere you want, but unlike that bar of soap up on in the shower that you use to shave your legs, this is designed to support and maintain the health of the vulva. So it's not a vaginal product. And we talked a little offline about the difference between the vagina and the vulva. Again, part of the thrust of our company is to help educate women exactly that. What is your anatomy? It's not just one big thing. There are different parts to our anatomy. So that's part of what we're trying to teach here. So our wash is designed to be gentle enough to use on the vulva as a daily skincare routine for the vulva. Then we have a grooming polish, which is actually a product I love to use on the vulva. So if you wax or shave, which most women do, and you can argue whether or not that's a good thing to be doing, but we know that people do it, right?
And yes, so, yeah. And it's a personal preference, because the exactly. hair on the labia majora, so the vulva, the larger lips of the vulva, actually serves a purpose to wick away the vaginal right. moisture. Right. And so it is a very personal preference. But yes, we right. know so many people are right. Waxing, using laser.
Right, right. And it's really, and so to your point, yes, the hair is protective. And that's mm-hmm. why we have it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as things evolve through time.
Yeah.
So yeah. one of the things, I mean, we recognize that. And so our polish is a beautiful, really fine sugar scrub. And what it does is it'll stop you from getting ingrown hairs, keep that skin beautifully moisturized, so that when you're grooming, you have far less irritation in the skin, less ingrown hairs, less redness, etc. So it's a really nice product for people who are grooming and shaving the vulva.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you would use your vulvar wash mm-hmm. and then you would use the scrub to prep the skin prior yes. to shaving or waxing or right. going for electrolysis right. or right. something of that
so,
nature.
No, exactly right. And then after, if you felt that need. But yeah, I think it's a beautiful way to prep your skin for grooming. And yeah. I generally recommend people use it 2 to 3 times a week, even though maybe you're not, you know, waxing that often, but it keeps that skin prepped so that when you do go to do your grooming, that skin is beautifully prepped for whatever it is you choose
yeah.
For your grooming.
So the polish would be used on the mons pubis, so the mm-hmm. hair-bearing area just above the clitoris, and on the labia majora, the hair-bearing labia, right? Because our labia minora,
if you're grooming that
hair.
Area, yeah. right, or the bikini line, if that's the area that
yeah,
you,
the inner thigh,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then we have what we call the lip stick.
So clever.
Right. Yeah. And it is, it's not just, I mean, it's clever, but it's also super convenient. Like I carry it in my handbag, in my gym bag, in my travel kit, because it is, and I wish I had one to show, but it is larger than a chapstick. So it is actually a useful size travel companion, but it's not so big that you can't stick it in a pocket or a purse. And it is our hero product, which is the Vulvar Balm, which is used for moisturizing this entire area. It is not, and I make this distinction because the vagina and the vulva are different. It is not a lubricant. It is not for intravaginal use. If it gets in the vagina, it's okay. It's all organic, but that's not what this is for. Again, this isn't an effort to help educate people. It's for the vulva. So for the dryness, for, as you mentioned, there are people who suffer from lichen sclerosis. It's a beautiful product. We have a huge community of people with lichen sclerosis who flock to our product. They say they've tried all these other things. We don't have steroids. There's no, it's hormone free. And not that I'm making any sort of dispersion about those products, but for people who want something without hormones, without fragrance, et cetera, that's what our product is for. And so it's moisturizing, it's softening. So we have the balm in a jar and then the travel size, which we call the lipstick currently. We are looking at bringing out a lubricant, which will also be a good for the vagina lubricant, few products, organic, et cetera, later this year, because we've had many requests for a lubricant that would be in line with the kind of products that we are currently producing, but we wanted to make sure we got it right. It's important to me that we don't just throw something out there. So that'll be coming out later.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. This year to add to supplement what we've already got.
Yeah. So I wanted to point something out. So I think this product is used beautifully in conjunction with other things that we've mentioned, like steroids to the vulva 100%. For lichen and vaginal estrogen. Yes. It doesn't necessarily replace one or the other. It's not, it's one or the other. In my opinion, they're used in conjunction. For instance, with my lichen patients, I like them to use their clobetasol cream regularly to prevent progression to vulvar cancer. But I also want them to soak with warm water 15 minutes before they're going to apply it. And then I want them to put an ointment or a vaginal moisturizer on the skin and likely use vaginal estrogen as well.
Yep. And thank you for pointing that out, because that is I'm a huge proponent of this not being a replacement, but something that goes hand in hand with other products that you may be using. And I think that's one of the beauties of, again, of our product, is it's not meant to replace other medical treatments. Mm-hmm. It is meant to enhance delivery.
Yeah.
And
it works. It works together for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I completely agree. I utilize it that way in so many different settings in my practice. Right. So I'm a big fan. So we've talked a little bit about the utility. Did we hit all of our products? We've got the balm in the jar, the balm in the lipstick to go.
The wash.
The vulvar and the wash. And the grooming polish. Yeah. See, I love that it's simple and it's specific to the vulva. So what I will say is I'm so excited about the print coming out. Because I always say, my trifecta for postmenopausal women or even perimenopausal women who are suffering with vaginal dryness is their vaginal estrogen to help preserve the vaginal epithelium and the vaginal pH.
Yeah.
A vulvar moisturizer daily.
Right.
Which is where vulvar balm comes in.
Yeah.
Or your V Magic. Is that what you guys are calling it? V Magic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then a lubricant for intercourse for penetration. Right. So I think it's a beautiful product to add on.
Yeah. And so one of the things along those exact same lines is that it's part of the educational process and part of the journey is educating women that all of these things work together and to create choices for women. And that's another thing that I'm kind of bold about, is these products are not designed for your partner. They're designed for you. And that's part of this empowerment, liberation portion of my ethos, if you will. I'm not encouraging women to take care of the vulva for someone else. I want you to do it because it's a beautiful part of you. So embrace all of you, care for all of you. Mm-hmm. If you then choose to share this very special part of your body with a partner, great. And we want it to be comfortable and we want this to be a really good experience for you. But I'm really, again, part of my educational movement is this is about you and taking control of your body mm-hmm. and the things that you want to do for you. Mm-hmm. So it's just part of the undercurrent of when I talk about the product.
So I love also on your packaging that it has actually an image of the vulva and it kind of identifies the anatomy.
Yeah.
So I think that's helpful when we're talking about where we want to apply it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I think very few women know what the parts of the vulva are. I mean, your clitoris is part of your vulva. Who knew? Well, we knew, and we want you to know. So I think that's part of the mission as well. So what is this mysterious vulva? When you can see it and understand the different parts, it makes so much more sense.
Oh, 100%. So one of my most valuable items in my office is a handheld mirror.
Yes.
And so we use this handheld mirror often when doing our vulvar exams, because as you've mentioned, we just kind of bypassed or not been able to talk about the vulva. The same thing has happened in OBGYN training, which is just kind of ridiculous, right? That the vulva had just been treated as the curtains on the way to the big show for the pap smear, and we just kind of don't address it. And I am amazed if I put on my magnifying glasses, the things that I see as I did the genitopelvic pain course with ISHWISH, the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health. And it's really transformed how I approach the vulva at all. And so we find lichens in places that we didn't expect, clitoral adhesions and different things. And so caring for our intimate skin is so valuable. Right. And I find it really frustrating that people are often told, oh, I had a hysterectomy, so I don't need an exam anymore. I don't need to see the gynecologist. I'm like, no, we still, if you are a vulvar owner, you need to see a gynecologist, somebody that's going to be able to look at the vulva and the vagina, because those things are not going away. And as we age and we lose our estrogen, the vaginal epithelium starts to change. The labia minora start to fuse to the labia majora. Right. We start seeing drastic changes. Yes. Whereas sometimes people are just uncomfortable putting on pants, sitting in a chair, like never mind penetration.
No. Yeah. And that you say that we designed a mirror, a handheld mirror as part of some of our kits.
Love
because as on my educational campaign, I always say to women, I even have a little booster card written out that is included in some of the kits that explains how to do vulvar self-exam.
Yeah.
And I essentially tell women, find a comfortable place, a private place where you're comfortable, sit down, grab my mirror. I want you to look. I want you to feel. You should know from early on. And again, we are told we're not allowed to touch. That's dirty. That's bad. That's shameful. No, we need to break that myth, because how will you know if something's wrong if you don't know what's right? I've had women come into my office, and I know you have too, that have never looked at their own vulvas. They have no idea. Yeah. And if they catch a glimpse, they think something's wrong because they've never seen what a vulva looks like. So we actually, as part of our educational campaign, provide a handheld mirror. It's actually a really nice mirror. I have one in my handbag. But the purpose is to get down, to take a look. I tell people, look, touch, feel. If it feels good, touch again. That's actually okay. Mm-hmm. But know your vulva. So you know when something's changing. Yeah. And as an oncologist and in your line of work, unfortunately, we see the downstream results of people not knowing what normal is.
Yeah.
And the devastating consequences of that. By the time people get to my office, you have a real problem. And so I want people to be ahead of that. We look in our faces. If you saw something on your cheek that wasn't there yesterday, you'd give it about 48 hours before you went screaming Mach 5 to your dermatologist. This wasn't here. What's wrong?
Yeah.
We need the vulva skin. We need to be looking at it the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love that. knowing what's going on with your body is so important. Yeah. And just awareness. Yeah. We teach self-breast awareness.
Right.
Why wouldn't we teach vulvar awareness? Because vulvas can get cancer too. We need to be mindful of that. Just like with Pap, we have Pap smear screening, which is wonderful. Right. But those who actually get cervical cancer are often those who have been more than 5 years without Pap smear. So routine screening, routine evaluation, and exams are so key.
Well, as an oncologist, I cannot tout routine screening enough. And I think that's part of the reason that I am so emphatic about doing once a month at least self-vulvar exams. Because that's what we do for the breast. And then we have other timeframes for things that you can't do yourself.
Right.
But I'm always reminding my patients, okay, we got you through early stage breast cancer treatment. When was your last Pap smear? Are you on schedule with your colonoscopies, et cetera? Because there's very few things we can screen for. And so we should. And if you don't look and you don't know your body, you don't know when to come in, especially for an organ that we don't routinely screen.
That's absolutely right. I agree completely. So to wrap this up, you've told us that we have a lubricant in the works.
Right.
What's next? What can we look forward to with Medicine Mama? Are we going to see this in the aisles of Target?
I hope so, but I don't know for sure. Yes, I love that. Yes. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys partner well with Private Packs. Are you familiar with the company Private Packs?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about that offline. But ladies, I mean, Private Packs is available in CVS and in Target. It's an amazing product if you have vulvar irritation to treat the symptomatic relief. And Medicine Mama, the V Magic Vulvar Balm would be amazing if you've got irritation as well. So yeah, I would love to see it more mainstream, whether or not having to go online. So something we can work on together. Yeah. All right. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Yeah. Thank you so much, Claire. Until next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be well.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me on Sky Women's Health Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest content. This episode is proudly sponsored by Sky Women's Health, your go-to destination for midlife gynecology in DFW, specializing in perimenopause, menopause care, sexual medicine, and a unique thing we offer is osteopathic manipulative treatment for pregnant and postpartum patients. While we are nobody's primary OB, we collaborate with your OB to provide you comfort through your pregnancy. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Until next time, be well.